Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions and donations are most welcomed in this, the final short, a time to raise money for more adventures ahead. The adventures include Lucy and a binary. What is Lucy? What is a binary, Bob?
John, just quickly, I once again have to thank your listeners for being so generous to donate to us Behind the Black in this short two-week donation. It's got a few more days to go, but I really do appreciate their generosity. It's been pretty remarkable, and it's kept me alive and prevented my wife and I from starving. We appreciate that. But Lucy, what is Lucy? Lucy is an asteroid probe that's going to be visiting about 11 asteroids, most of which are in the Trojan asteroids, which are in the orbit of Jupiter, about 60 degrees fore and aft from Jupiter. And but it's on its way to the Trojans, and on the way, it's going to be passing two main belt asteroids. And Deaconess was the first, and it did it on November 1st, and that was mostly really to test the engineering of Lucy to make sure it could point, it could take pictures, it could gather data as it did a flyby. And it did a flyby, and it took pictures, and the first picture revealed that Deaconess was actually a binary asteroid, as though there was a second asteroid orbiting Deaconess. This was a surprise, smaller. But then as the data came down, more images arrived, and the additional images said that not only was that second satellite asteroid orbiting Deaconess, but it was a contact binary, which means it was actually made up of two parts that are in contact with each other. And I got a picture on Behind the Black. It's kind of cool. You can see the smaller asteroid, the contact binary, and the larger Deaconess asteroid nearby. Contact binaries, this is not the first that's been found, and it does appear that this is not unusual. Large asteroids can slowly move together, gently touch, and then stick. And that seems to be the case here, John.
We go from Lucy to NASA finding a better solar panel. Is this for missions on board robots? Is that what it's for, or is this for?
No, something else. It's yes, but it's more extensive than that. NASA awarded a development contract to a solar panel company called Solestial to develop. It's about $1 million. A development contract to help develop advanced solar panel blankets that can unroll rather than unfold. Much lighter, much more efficient blankets. In fact, the new solar panels on ISS are using this technology. And the idea of this development is that there are going to be lots of space stations and private missions going out into space, and every one of them is going to need solar panels. And so this company is developing a better idea, and it's gotten a development contract from NASA to help pay the development cost. It's got its own investment capital, but it's getting paid. It's getting additional funding from NASA to help develop these panels. Space stations are going to need it. Private lunar landers are going to need it. Everybody's going to need these, so it's a good thing, John.
George Jetson has a flying car in the cartoon. Is there such a thing, Bob?
There have been many companies been trying. One of those companies for the last 14 years called Samson has been trying to build what it calls its Switchblade flying car. Well, a year ago they got a flight permit from the FAA to do flight tests. And in fact, in the last few weeks, they did their first flight test of the Switchback flying car. It's designed so that while you're sitting there, you press a button and it changes from a car to a plane. And then you can take off. And they did a short flight going to an altitude of 500 feet for about 6 minutes, demonstrated its possibility. They have about 2,000 pre-orders for this flying car. And we should see it on the streets soon, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.